from the Fortress of Free Thinking and Free People, this is the Steve Irwin Show for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. The Spartans are basking in the glow of the Final Four. What an incredible journey for the Michigan State team that is hammered with injuries, but keep fighting all the way through the Twin Cities. Fans are fired up. Two, Mick Jagger, the legendary rocker, the king of the Rolling Stones, not headed out on the road for a $200 million tour, but instead headed to the hospital for heart valve replacement surgery Friday. We're told he'll be back better than ever by midsummer. And number one, the alarm still sounding quite loudly by those on the left, just like it is by those on the right. Former Obama officials say the dramatic flood of illegal aliens is a crisis by any measure at the southern border, and we must recognize that fact and do it soon. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show on this Tuesday, April 2nd. Good to have you here. I mean, it's a question you have to ask at this point. What constitutes a crisis? If the Democrats want to tell you, which they have time and again, that this is a made-up crisis, that the national emergency declared by the president is just a made-up crisis, it's not real, then explain that to the Border Patrol. Explain that to the people that are arresting 4,000 people a day that are coming here illegally. Those are just the ones being arrested. Tell that to the people that are witnessing busloads of people being unloaded in places like San Antonio and El Paso as illegal aliens are just released into American cities. Tell that to the people that are working on the border, and tell that to Jay Johnson, the former director of Homeland Security for Barack Obama. Tell him it's not a crisis because he has a different opinion. Bite three, Jay Johnson. Hear what he has to say.
As Kevin McAleen and the commissioner of CBP pointed out, on Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. One day alone, 4,000. We're on pace this month for 100,000 apprehensions. The highest we saw on my watch was May 2014, 65,000. So this is a crisis. It's very definitely a crisis.
Very definitely a crisis. And that's not some political hack. It's not some guy on CNN. It's Jay Johnson. He was the director of Homeland Security under Barack Obama for more than 3 years. He seems to have a very sober appraisal of what's going on there. A very sober appraisal of what's going on there, as well he should. So the question is, if this isn't a crisis, for those of you telling us that it's made up, that it's fake, that it's not real, then what would constitute a crisis? Does it take 5,000 people a day? 10,000 people a day? What is it exactly that would get us there? What exactly would constitute a crisis on the southern border? Because right now, experts agree it's at a breaking point. Experts agree, and the statistics confirm, we are facing an unprecedented crisis at the southern border. The overwhelming surge of migrants is being driven by the arrival of unaccompanied alien children, UACs, and adults traveling with minors, family groups. Adults traveling alone is the way the system was set up. They can be removed quickly, but not entire families and not children. Never before has there been such a colossal magnet for illegal immigration, one that is disastrous to this country. And like I have pointed out, a growing number of Democrats and members of the media finally, reluctantly, grudgingly admit there is a crisis. Among those, Jay Johnson, the Department of Homeland Security has redirected resources from the ports of entry to the front lines because of the surging number of illegal aliens. Of both resources and personnel at the border have been stretched completely beyond their capacity. Last month, more than 76,000 aliens were apprehended and deemed inadmissible at the border. This month, most likely to surpass 100,000. Most likely to surpass 100,000 illegals at the border. 100 large groups of migrants have arrived at the border so far this year versus the one or two large groups that have typically arrived during a year. And right now we're told there's a caravan coming of 20,000. The surge is being driven by an unsustainable number of alien families and children arriving at the border that cannot be removed quickly. And this is a complete change, as I've explained to you before, but you have to understand the dynamic has changed completely. The way our border was set up was to deal with adult men, men that were coming in and out of the country, maybe for proper reasons like working or improper reasons like running contraband, but that was set up for that reason. But our detention facilities are not designed to house children. They are not designed to house family units. This isn't the United States housing project at the border. Prior to 2013, one out of every 100 aliens arriving at the border claimed credible fear and sought asylum. That number is now less than one out of 10. Less than 10% of those who were granted credible fear in 2018 were ultimately approved for asylum. See, that's another place that it's being abused, at the border, by politicians. The whole goal here is to overwhelm the border, and right now it appears to be working. And finally, you've got some Democrats and some others admitting that there is a huge problem. You know, Jay Johnson admitting we're on pace for 100,000 apprehensions, and he said the highest he ever saw on his watch was 65,000. That came in May of 2014. So he said, yes, it's a crisis, very definitely a crisis. By anyone's definition, he said on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, by anyone's definition, by any measure, right now we have a crisis at the southern border. At least somebody with direct ties to the Democrats and the Obama administration has the ability, has the guts to tell the truth. And that's Jay Johnson right now. DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has been clear that we're facing a system-wide meltdown. Nielsen wrote to Congress last week, we're grappling with a humanitarian and security catastrophe that is worsening by the day, and the department has run out of capacity. There's no place to put anybody. There is no room at the inn. We don't even have a manger. So it's time for Congress to act. Stop playing games with the border. Stop playing games with American security. Stop playing games with our safety and our sovereignty. This is not some political game to beat Donald Trump. You're talking about our security. You're talking about bringing people into this country that have not been vetted, have not been checked out, have not been looked at. Unvetted, unchecked, and unleashed upon us. It's not acceptable. It's not okay. We need to address this situation. It's a dire situation. It needs to be addressed now because every single day it's getting worse. Today will be worse than yesterday and tomorrow worse than the day before. Because right now they know they're trying to beat the deadline. Because they know at some point here that the president's going to be serious and he's going to shut down the border altogether, which has been done before. The Democrats will scream that somehow that's inappropriate, it's unconstitutional. They'll get the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to jump in and say something about it and shut it down because the president doesn't have the authority to shut down the border, which, by the way, he does, and many presidents have done previously. But they'll say he doesn't just because they don't like Donald Trump. He's trying to do the right thing. Whether you like him or hate him, it doesn't matter. He's trying to do the right thing. The disagreement I have with the president is stopping funding to Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. I think the funding should continue, maybe with different stipulations and demands, but taking the money away will not make the situation better up here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%. Generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.